right, next up we have Cheryl Perrault. Let me just read through the rest of the list so folks know. After Cheryl, we have Brenda Assis, Charlie Koch, Terrence Hegarty, Annabelle Gretz, and we'll finish up the night with Ben Blum. But first, Cheryl Perrault is our other resident poet who writes about life growing up, writes about random things that tickle her fancy, and morning walks with the dog. Please welcome Cheryl Perrault.
It's kind of like a dog walk poem. Let's see if I can find it. Yes, I just came back from beautiful Bar Harbor, Maine, and when in nature, sometimes we feel the compulsion to take reminders of the beauty with us. As a child, I was guilty of that a great deal of the time. I've gotten better with age to sticking with photographs and poems later. This is called Treasure Seeker. I was one of those people always seeking treasure. When a child at play outside, in compulsive celebration of the happy moments of life. There, greedily, I'd be harvesting the first arrivals of flowers like the snowdrops from my mother's garden, gather them in impulsive open fists, bring them up close to my nose for the olfactory bliss of what made me born again to all the great blooming gifts of this earth that I would find. And then there were the butterflies. I confess now how I used to chase them all with little flimsy nets, coveting their beauty and their flight. I'd catch and place each one in the mason jars at home. The little holes on top, the offering of leaves, never seemed to keep their wings beating for very long after the capture. Every time my guilty tears would fall addicted in my captivity of what was beautiful. Oh, and when I'd go to the ocean, engrossed in the discovery with my head bent always downward and the hunt of beauty steering my feet. It's possible I never walked so fast at any other point in my life to fill my pockets and my buckets with a captivating architecture. I would find the empty moon snails holding those perfect spirals felt like the moon above was in my lucky palm. The little periwinkles, calico colored like my cat. And when I was very, very lucky, the holy grail of great big whelk, larger than my hand, with long grace of stem stretching itself toward where I then believed heaven would be. The crown of its head, the royalty, I'd bow my head and pray there was no animal inside and hope to make it mine. I was a child. I did not know then that I did not need to capture all of these treasures, all of this beauty, that we were a part of each other, and that our roots have always been entwined and invisibly connected from within us to that of our common mother's cord of dirt and sun and water and stone. Now I just go outside into the world, gasp a little, bow back to it, maybe even get down on my knees and call it all these treasures inside me, outside me, around me, all a part of my comfortable, beautiful family, and discover in the loving of Earth how I too am the treasure that I seek. Thank you.
As one who had a rock collection from every place we ever went to growing up, I hear you. Another hand for Cheryl Perrault.